This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Sabine Pooks. It's no secret that Alaska's schools have had a hard time attracting and retaining teachers. That was the case even before the pandemic hit and upended education worldwide. But the pandemic certainly hasn't helped, and strains on staff from burnout and absenteeism are piling on the stress for a system that's already under pressure.
I think teacher retention is the most important priority for me right now. That's the thing that I'm really thinking about every day.
Nathan Erfirth is president of the Teachers Association in the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. He says the pandemic has made school staffing problems all over the country impossible to ignore.
The way I think of COVID and the way a lot of people think about COVID, I think, is it has highlighted all of the problems that we had and exacerbated them and pushed them to the limit. So as far as this particular issue is concerned, this has always been an elephant in the room. But the lights were off, right? We were not looking around in the corners of the room. COVID flipped on the fluorescence and we can see everything right now. Every problem we have is highlighted in high def. Even if we manage to turn those lights off, we're all going to know that it's over there and we still have to deal with it.
One reason is teachers everywhere are burnt out. Many are facing ire from parents as heated debates about COVID protocols and school curriculum catch on locally. Workload is also compounded by staff absences due to illness. Susanna Litwiniak is the president of the Support Staff Association.
So what it looks like is the custodian greeting the kids in the morning and making sure that they're keeping 6 foot distance because there aren't enough teachers to do that. And then it looks like the custodian helping in the lunchroom because the lunchroom is short-staffed.
The Kenai District has changed its requirements for substitute teachers to attract more amid shortages. It's also raised its pay for nurses. The district currently has 8 school nurse positions open. But to fully understand the scope of Alaska's teacher problem, it's important to rewind to before the pandemic.
We used to be sort of the model in the country for teacher recruitment and retention and compensation. And we've lost a lot of ground there with flat funding for the last decade, approximately.
Tom Claymeyer is president of Alaska's branch of the National Education Association. He says the state falls short on funding its districts year after year. And the benefits of being a teacher in Alaska have also changed. Over 15 years ago, the state got rid of its pension system. Without good retirement, there is an educational tourist problem, he says, in which teachers stay for 4 to 5 years in their districts and then leave. Research shows that higher turnover is associated with lower outcomes for students and higher costs for districts. At the last KPBSD school board meeting, Superintendent Clayton Holland said he had asked people in Seward to work on creating more housing, since it's been hard for school staff and administrators to find places to live. Erfirth says housing and daycare are issues all over the peninsula.
At the beginning of the year, I was talking with one of our local landlords, and he was telling me that his inventory was, he had 0 available units. And we were trying to hire, at that time, 25 different teaching positions across the school district.
And those problems hit even harder in more remote areas, where the cost of living can be even higher. Claymeyer says the rate of turnover for Alaska's rural districts is up from the statewide numbers.
And in Alaska, you know, just like in all other career fields, it's a special person that wants to come to Alaska and live here, especially the further you get from the road system.
Retaining teachers is part of the equation. Getting teachers to come into districts in the first place is another story. National studies have found that the pandemic turned many away from the profession. Here's Erfirth.
Even if you did manage to keep everybody who's in the profession right now, fewer and fewer and fewer people are going off to college to become a teacher and join this profession because they're seeing what we're going through. And it's not attractive.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District has a local chapter of Educators Rising, a program that works with students who are interested in pursuing careers in education. The district also has a campaign at the Anchorage Airport to advertise to teachers who might want to come to the Kenai Peninsula to teach. Despite the flight and the decrease in incoming teachers, Litwiniak says people ultimately stay because they enjoy what they do.
People who work in education because they love working in education. They love working with kids. They love schools. And so they're staying because they love their work.
It's just important, she says, that their schools love them back. And that's all for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Sabine Pooks. Thanks for tuning in.